is an idea that even though a person has an ability to say paraiti lahayudvar meyolam, albeit with a shvuas hesa sometimes, but there's a concept of huchse kafan loisadavar. And if a person has a kafan loisadavar at that point, you lose your ability to say any tainas. The ktsois in simin ayin tes sif katan hay says kosher li tufa. Says I've a bomb kasha. It's not a bomb kasha. That is, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchis Gezela, it's in Chayshe Mishpat Sim, in Shin Samech Aleph Sifches. Says the Mechaber, HaGoyzel Es Chaveiroi Be'etim. If somebody steals from his friend, then there are Edim that witnessed the Gezela. Yesh Oymim She'enoi Tzorech La'achzaloi Be'etim. There are some that say that the Gazel does not have to return what he stole Be'etim. V'yesh Oymim She'tzorech. And some say he does. So if somebody's a Gazlin, Edim witnessed the Gezela, you have a Chiyah, V'yesh Oymim She'tzorech La'achzaloi Be'etim. Until you return it, Mamayni Gabach. Do you have to return it with Edom? Do you not have to return it with Edom? Yesh Oymim, you don't have to. Yesh Oymim, you do. What does it mean, Yesh Oymim, She'en Yitzarech La'achzaloi Be'edom? What does that mean in English? It means that if the person would say paraiti at some point, he would be believed. Now, maybe you'd have to switch for Hesses, learn, say the Nezikin. But the point is, you have an amonus to say paraiti. Frank, the Ktsois, Koshali Tuva, I don't understand this Yesh Oymim, it's a pel. He says, so you tucked away over here in the end of Shnai Moichs and Yitzayin Amad Aleph, that there's a concept that if a person is Huchse Kafran Lo Yisadovar, at that point you lose your ability to have any time of paraiti. How could a Gazlin be better than a Huchse Kafran? A koyver the pikodin, a kafrin is like a gazlin, but the gazlin is the avia voice when it comes to the sugya. And if the halach is that even a kafrin, huchsa kafrin loisadavar, you lose your ability. There's no migos. You need aidim. Without aidim, we're not going to trust the fact that you paid back. Why? Because you already showed that we can't trust you when it comes to this inyan. So freik the ktsois. If that's the case, kosher lituva. How could it be that a gazlin would be worse? Now the truth is, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Yeshayim she'enis aruch lachzloi beaidim yeshayim shetzarach. So the yeshayim shetzarach. It's very good. It's supported very much by our sugya of Huchse Kafrin Lo Isa Mamen. But the man that says, Ein Yitzarach L'Achzaloi Be'edim, L'Chura Itzapela, says the Ktsois, Mustama, you have to say that if you're ma'ayin in the Rishonim here, the Rishonim say, some, that the only time this halach is true of Huchse Kafrin Lo Isa Mamen is if the person, he denied in Bezdin. Meaning, if you simply denied in front of Edom, that wouldn't make you a kafan loisa mamon. If you denied in Bezdin, that would make you a kafan loisa mamon. It's a machloikis rishonim. But that's what many of the rishonim say. Says the ktsois, lefis etz gavaldik. It's true, a gazlin is a bigger gazlin than is the kafran. But the point is that the kafran did it in Bezdin. The gazlin didn't do it in Bezdin. Hagoizel eschaveri be'edim, but he didn't do it in front of Bezdin. Azoy meshig is anish. So the thing that he didn't do it in front of Bezdin, so therefore, over there, the halacha of Huchse Kafrin Lo Isa Mamen is not going to apply. In fact, says the Ktsois, it is very stark and makim to say that this machloikis that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which is rooted in Rishonim, where the Hagoizel is Chaver Be'edim, Tzorech Lachzloi Be'edim, Ein Tzorech Lachzloi Be'edim, is totally in this machloikis Rishonim right in above Mitzvah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. If you hold that Huchse Kafrin Lo Isa Mamen is only true if it's in Bezdin, so then Hagoizel is Chaver Be'edim, Ein Tzorech Lachzloi Be'edim. If it's true even Bifnei Edim, so then the halach is going to be that Hagoizel is Chaver Be'edim. Oh, it's Bifnei Edim. It's going to be Tzorech Lachzloi Be'edim. But I tell you, I saw Rabbi Chanan. In Kovet Shiurim, he mutches very much with this ktsois. He says, what's taka the difference between someone that's a kafram b'fnei Bezdin or someone that's a kafram b'fnei Edom? Huchse kafram loisa mamon is only true if it was in Bezdin. Not if it's b'fnei Edom. The Rashba on Davav Amid Aleph, not Vav Amid Beis, that's Tak Fukayim. The Rashba on Davav Amid Aleph earlier in the Masechta says that the reason is because it's a svara that a person doesn't show his cards outside of Bezdin. Meaning, if you know that you're going to court with somebody, a guy meets you in the street and he says, Nu, what do you have to say about this, right? No comment. I'm not going to tell you what. I'm going to show you my hand now so then you can go back and you can convene and figure out what your next step is going to be. So if a person denies something outside of Bezdin, there's never a taina on the guy. It's never considered a maisa kfira. And the reason is because there's this umdana, a very, very sound, reasonable umdana, that a person is not going to show his cards outside of Bezdin. So if you're a kafrin in Bezdin, well, now's the time to tell the truth. So by being a kafrin in Bezdin, you're a kafrin. But chutz le Bezdin, says, look, Rabbi Chanan, I don't understand understand the Ktzos. It's true in the Gemara, it's Mavur. There's a chiluk between a kafrin bebezin and a kafrin chutz lebezin. But that's because the Shem kafrin really only is true if you're a kafrin bebezin. If you're a kafrin chutz lebezin, you're not a kafrin. Because the fact that you deny it doesn't mean anything. The fact that you deny it is because you didn't want to show your hand. About gazlin chutz lebezin is a gazlin. So as it relates to kafrin, you needed to be a bezin in order to be a gazlin. A kafrin chutz lebezin is the gazlin. That's why it has to be b'fnei bezdin. But the point is that the shita that holds that a kafrin bebezdin is only then considered a kafrin, because only then are you a gazlin. But a gazlin chutz lebezdin is still a gazlin. If a gazlin chutz lebezdin is still a gazlin, what difference would it make copy the gazlin if it's in bezdin outside of the bezdin?